Pope Benedict on Thursday praised his predecessor, Pius XII, and spoke of the controversy that has plagued the figure of the wartime pope. Speaking to participants at a three-day Rome conference on Pius XII, organised by the Pave the Way Foundation, Pope Benedict described Pius as a noble pope, free from ideological prejudices and of lofty spiritual and human character.
One can also come to appreciate it's a human wisdom and pastoral intensity which guided him in his long years of ministry, especially in providing organized assistance to the Jewish people.
Critics of Pope Pius XII claim he did little or nothing to provide assistance to the Jewish victims of Nazi oppression during World War II. At the Rome conference, the Pave the Way Foundation invited a panel of Vatican, church and lay experts to provide documentary evidence refuting this claim. The evidence includes archive material, newspaper accounts and eyewitness testimonials from both Jews and Catholics of the wartime period.
So much has been written and said of him during his last five decades, and not all of the genuine facts of his diverse pastoral activity have been examined in a just light. Thanks to the vast quantity of documented material which you have gathered, supported by many authoritative testimonies, your symposium offers to the public forum the possibility of knowing more fully what Pius XII achieved for the Jews persecuted by the Nazi and fascist regimes. One understands then that wherever possible, he spared no effort in intervening in their favor, either directly or through instructions given to other individuals or to institutions of the Catholic Church.
Fifty years on from Pius XII's death, Pope Benedict thanked the participants at the Rome Conference for their research and the Pave the Way Foundation for its work to promote dialogue between religions as witnesses of peace, charity and reconciliation.
It is my great hope that this year, which marks the 50th anniversary of my venerated predecessor's death, will provide the opportunity to promote in-depth studies of various aspects of his life and his works in order to come to know the historical truth, overcoming every remaining prejudice.
Just after the group's audience with the Pope, my colleague Tracy McClure spoke to Pave the Way founder, Jewish philanthropist Gary Krupp.
So, Gary, you're right out of your meeting with Pope Benedict. What is your reaction to what he had to say to you all?
Well, his statement is very, very clear. I understand it's probably one of the first public pronouncements that he has made with reference to this papacy. He was very clear and very, very happy that Pave the Way Foundation had the courage, so to speak, to take this project on and to move it further and to bring about the discovery of many new documents and certainly new testimony, video testimony. So he was always, he always is very, very gracious and very, very warm. And it was a fantastic experience.
Tell us about some of the people who were with you there to see the Pope.
Yes, we have a number of rabbis. We have people from all over the world, actually, from the United States, from Serbia, from Israel, from different states in the U.S. We have them from Europe and, of course, Italy and other nations. Not a large group. We tried to keep it as tight as possible. We're 80 people. And everybody, you know, these are the people who participated in our symposium for 3 days. And very happily, I have to tell you, even for the most ardent and strict person who was against Pius XII, which we had people like this, every one of them have come to know that their impression of the Pope is wrong. That's the bottom line, is that we've been very, very successful in achieving that and giving that information.
Were you able then to talk with some of the rabbis, some of the Jewish representatives there, who I spoke with a few of them, and they said that they went into the conference thinking that Pope Pius XII was a helper to the Nazis. So you're saying that their opinion changed?
Absolutely changed. Nobody can come out of this symposium thinking that any longer. Nobody can think that he was an anti-Semite or he's anti-Semitic, and nobody can think that he liked the Nazis or he was sympathetic or he was a collaborator. Impossible. We have documented proof. So this is the most important thing that I can report to you now. And that was really the aim of this, because this is a 45-year-old infection that the way I view it. Because prior to the fictitious play of the opening of the deputy, Jewish people around the world revered Pius XII, and some of the statements were incredible. In my speech to the Pope, I closed with a statement where I told him that this was Pincus Lapide, who was an Israeli ambassador and a Jewish theologian, said that on his death, no pope was grieved more than by the Jewish people than Pius XII, and that there were many that suggested a special Pius XII forest be planted of 860,000 trees to fittingly honor the pontiff who through the Roman Catholic Church and the pontificate, saved as many as 860,000 Jewish lives from Nazi terror and death. So this is very, very significant, and this is why we did. But the idea is that we want to bring winner. There were many people that revived history after this fictitious play and a flurry of half-truth books that were produced. And what we're trying to do is bring history back to where it was prior to that play.
What is the next step, Gary? You had this conference here in Rome.
Yes.
What happens next?
The next step, I believe, is actually, and we have a number of very influential Jewish leaders with us who are going to be helping in this, I think, is actually to start bringing this into a much more private level, where we can now possibly have special guests from Israel to come into Rome. The Vatican archives have been open up until 1939, and certainly I think the second section is open up until 1948. And nobody has really come to examine them. And this is the thing that defines this man as man. Up to 1939, he was the nuncio to Germany, and he was the Vatican Secretary of State. And certainly all of this information and the notion that we have disproven, that he's not an anti-Semite, he's not a Nazi collaborator, this notion is very, very easily ascertainable just by going to the Vatican archives. And we're told that quite literally nobody is gone. So the idea is that now let's get this straight. This is an issue which separates, 3 billion people. And it's not just the Jews and Catholics. It's Catholics and Catholics, and it's Protestants and Catholics, and it's people from all walks of life that believe that this man was Hitler's Pope, and then nothing could be further from the truth. And it's actually a terrible dishonor for somebody that really did so much to help so many people. And I compare Pius XII to the little Dutch boy who had his fingers in the dike, trying to stop the ocean from coming in because he had so many difficult times and things to ask. Now, anybody can go to our website at ptwf.org, go to the page on Pius XII, and they can actually see the videos, the video testimony, and they can download, it's a long download, but the 200-page book of documents which shows many of the documents which have before never, ever been seen. And some of them are very, very significant. And so I urge everybody to do that. Because we need to get this message out to as many people as possible.
Tracy McClure was speaking there to the founder of the US-based Pave the Way Foundation, Gary Krupp.